Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
And welcome.
Are we going to sing every time now?
No.
Off script.
Doing it like that because I had to move my microphone.
Oh, okay. I'm Allie.
I'm Bree.
And we compare books to their movies.
Counterparts.
Yes.
Sometimes it sucks.
Sometimes it's great.
Who knows?
What's it going to be this time?
A mixture? Maybe.
Stay tuned.
Bree giving away the ending.
So we're doing Paper Towns this week.
Yes, we are.
And yeah, let's see, our picture.
My sciatica's acting up.
Yeah, you just stretched for a whole good 10 minutes there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I realized halfway through my stretch, I realized just how tight that muscle is and how badly I need to be stretching. But I'm, oh, that's a big knot. Oh, next time I get a massage, I need to have her work on that.
Dude, I need a massage so bad.
I love massage.
I know. Gotten one since pre-children. That's not true. Since Hawaii. That was so good.
I miss that.
Ridiculously expensive, but man.
Far too expensive.
It was nice.
Probably shouldn't have spent that much, but nope. Damn. If I were there, I'd do it again. I got what? Four different things?
Dude, you did. We're talking about Alani. The whole Disney resort and spa. Man, aww. It was so nice.
I got what made me get a massage the night before?
Because you wanted the one I was getting. We shared what we were getting, and you're like, that one sounds so nice. Maybe I'll try and go get it right now. And you could.
Yeah, I'm glad I did, because that also, like, that then, oh my gosh, I didn't even know about spas and, like, the fact that you can go in for an hour before your massage or whatever you haven't done.
It was so fancy.
And you
fancy.
Can, like, hang out and go into the hot tub or do the polar plunge or take some showers in the rain showers or just lay in the Hawaii sun.
It was freaking gorgeous. I would just go back just for that.
Like, me too.
The spa and everything, or the massage and everything, was awesome. But man, just to go do that plunge,
dude.
And
I miss
the rain
that plunge.
Showers.
Plunge was amazing.
Oh man.
Yeah, I know. I every time I go to, like, I don't even go to a gym. I don't know where I'm trying to say that I go. But whenever there's a hot tub nearby, I try to look for I'm like, can I
where's
do the
ice?
Plunge?
Where's the ice?
I thought I was going to hate it, especially. So the night before, when I just went and did my one massage, I only put my big toe into that polar plunge. And I was like, oh, that's too cool.
I know, you weren't even going to do it. I made you do it.
No, yeah, you were like, oh, I want to do it. And I was like, crap, I can't chicken out if you're doing it. Because I got to do it.
And it was so fun.
It was so fun. And it's actually really good for your body.
Yeah.
So then I try to take it. Because what you can do is when you're showering, after you take your nice hot shower, you're supposed to put your water to very cold.
I know, I heard that.
Mm-hmm. And I try to do it every once in a while. I can do it to where it's like not ice cold, but I could do it like where it's a little chilly. But sometimes I can do it for long, but sometimes I turn it and I'm like, screw this. And I turn it off. I'm like, how did I do that?
How did I do that plunge?
It's because we did it opposite. We got cold and then went hot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we ended up doing that twice.
I know. I enjoyed it.
I miss Hawaii.
I know, me too.
I want to go back so bad.
Me too.
I wish it didn't cost so much.
Oh my gosh, so much. Okay. All right, let's do it. So, the animals. I feel like
Snow White.
Yeah, or Peter Piper. That, oh no, he does the kids. No, he does. He does the animals. Doesn't he?
I don't even know.
Is Peter Piper when he pipes?
Peter Piper picked up.
Those are the pack of peppers. But no, there's Peter Piper. He plays like an instrument, and like, don't all the field, all the mice come? Or is it all the children? Let us know, please.
Oh, gosh. Allie's dying to know.
I'm dying to know. Anyways. All right, here's our synopsis. After an all-night adventure, Quentin's lifelong crush Margot disappears, leaving behind clues that Quentin and his friends follow on their journey of a lifetime.
On their journey of a lifetime?
What did I say?
You said there, but it's on the journey of a lifetime is what you have written.
Oh. Isn't the same thing, pretty much?
Okay.
Author John Green, director Jake
Schreier.
Okay. Screenplay writers are Scott
Neustadter.
Okay. And Michael H. Weber.
What did he write? He did another one of ours.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He did one of them.
Let me see. The Spectacular Now.
I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure. I knew it.
Good job.
Thanks.
An audiobook reader was Dan John Miller. He was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. It wasn't boring. It was...
Well, that's good.
I liked how he read Ben. Ben was funny.
I love Ben.
I know. So the book came out October 16th, 2008. Hey, it's my niece's birthday. Wrong year, though. And movie June 18th. 2015.
Mm-hmm.
7 year difference.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do first?
I read it first.
I watched it first.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are your initial thoughts?
I wanted it to be a bigger story than it actually was.
Yeah, because it was a pretty anticlimactic ending.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I liked the ending because it wasn't the fairy tale ending.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's perfect how it ends.
Uh-huh.
But I think if 50% of the story was like the road trip, then maybe.
Yes.
Rather than the road trip being a 29 hour thing that's done in the last like 20% of the book.
Yes, because it was a much bigger thing in the movie, the road trip part,
mm-hmm.
than
in the book. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
Yes. Yeah, I'm kind of on the same thoughts. I enjoyed it. I saw it first, so let's see. I guess I was surprised by the end, because, you know, you go in expecting one thing,
mm-hmm.
and then something else happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I enjoyed it. I liked the characters and everything like that. So it was a fun.
Yeah. One.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And why'd you pick it?
John Green. I love John Green.
I was so excited to read one of his books because I've never read his books before. And I'm excited to read his others.
He's a fantastic author. And I also picked this one especially because the other two are heavy. And you are not really a huge fan of heavy.
No.
So I had to ease you into kind of like what I did with Stephen King, where I went, okay, this is going to be an easier one to get her hopefully hooked.
You said one of his is 5 feet apart?
No.
No, that's not him.
Mm-mm. No. Oh. His are The Fault in Our Stars and Looking for Alaska.
Okay, never mind.
And he's got Turtles All the Way Down, which is actually being made into a movie right now.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a real-time one, maybe. We'll plan.
Hell yeah. I would love that because you know I'm going to be seeing that right then.
Okay. All right. So, Allie's Super Fun Facts.
Let's do it.
These fun facts, you guys, there was like, it was slim pickings. I just want to tell you that. Like, a bunch of them were like, this one actor was in The Fault in Our Stars also, or this one act, or this,
Okay, but I loved that cameo.
I know.
I freaked out. I think I blocked out this movie because when I watched it today, I was like, Ansel.
But it was like 90% of the fun facts on IMDb were like, in the book it did this, but the movie it did this. I was like, no,
that's what we're going to do.
That's me. That's what Bree and I do. No, you can't do that. Give me actual facts.
Oh, no.
So sorry if they're not the best.
Okay.
So, number one, in an interview, the cast admits that the scene where Q, Radar, and Ben sang the Pokemon theme song was added to the movie per Halston?
There you go.
Sage and Justice Smith's suggestion.
I love that.
I laughed so hard because is it Justice Smith?
Yeah.
That goes on to Detective Pikachu?
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, oh my gosh.
What's funny is he's in the new D&D movie. And
yes, I saw a commercial with him in it.
Yeah, and I sat there and like, for some reason, my brain always wants to put him in Percy Jackson. I don't know why. Uh-huh. And I'm always like, how do I know him? And I'm like, it's got to be Percy Jackson. But then I always land on Detective Pikachu and I was like, oh, that's probably exactly where.
Yep.
So then when I watched it today, I was like, this is actually where I know I'm from. I've just completely blocked it out.
Well, yeah. Pikachu.
That's great.
Yeah. But number two, whilst working in the producer's room, the executive producer, John Green, and author, was listening to Taylor Swift's album 1989. So in another singing take, instead of Pokemon, they were all singing Shake It Off.
That's cute. I like that.
I thought that was a cute one. Okay. Number three, the SeaWorld scene from the book is not in the movie. And this is because the movie Blackfish had just made people rethink SeaWorld and captivity.
That makes sense.
Uh-huh. And so if they were in the movie, people would possibly boycott this and the box office would not be very happy. So they decided to just leave it out.
Funny. I was wondering.
Yeah.
Because they talked about it.
Uh-huh.
But they did not go into it.
Yep. Okay. So John, number four, John Green is the producer of the movie, and he also had a small role as Becca's dad. Becca's dad.
Oh, he's yelling at her.
Yeah.
Because you never see him.
You never see him.
I was like, I would have known.
No, you just hear him.
Oh, I love that.
You got a little cameo in there.
I love that.
Yep.
I also, John Green is always on the sets of his movies.
Good. He should be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, have fun.
Number five. Cara.
Mm-hmm.
Delevingne. What is it?
Delevingne.
Oh, dang them.
Delevingne.
Is she French? Is it French?
I have no
Italian?
Idea.
Italian?
I don't know.
Delevingne. Okay. She wasn't the only person considered for the role of Margot. Shailene Woodley. Was originally cast, but she had to drop out because of Insurgent.
She should have freaking did this.
I don't know. I really liked Kara. Kara? Kara?
Kara.
Kara.
Kara. No, I do. I like her and I don't. But I love... Because Shailene is in The Fault in Our Stars.
Yes.
So I would have absolutely loved that.
Also,
I didn't know that she was actually cast. Yeah. I didn't even know that she was in the running for Margot.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say a fun fact I didn't put on there was that Kara is also a professional model. And like in 2014 alone, she brought millions home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what is she even acting for? Like, yeah. Why do both?
Yeah, I know. You don't need
pick
to.
Pick one and be lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So the book kicks off. Margot and Quentin are childhood friends, sort of. Like, not besties, but they're friends. They're neighbors.
They're hangout. Forced friends.
Yes. And they're playing at a park together, and they find a dead guy just laying on the tree. And Margot's, like, fixated on this, and she's, like, has to solve the mystery of what happened. And Quentin's like,
sounds like me.
Yeah. He's like, I'm good. Leave me out of this.
Bye.
And she basically leaves him out of it and they stop being friends.
Yep. That happens in the movie.
Yep.
But I did say right off the bat, I love the music already.
I had no music fun facts for you. Sorry.
Damn.
Okay.
Actually, you did.
What was it?
The Pikachu?
Oh, the Pikachu. I did have a music fun fact. All right. Da-da-da-da. Okay. So Quentin and Margot lost touch and they drifted apart and they're now seniors in high school. And Quentin still loves her. And he just is like staring at her like, oh my gosh, Margot.
Remind you of someone? Guys, I had a crush all throughout high school. I definitely for sure did this too.
Just stared at all the time. So prom is about to happen. And Quentin has two friends, Ben, who's dying to go to prom with all the honey bunnies. Is that what he called them?
The honey bunnies. Yeah.
And Radar, who's like this huge nerd who basically is like the editor for omnictionary.com, basically Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a date and they're like, how does he have a date? Like, who would want to go to prom with him? And, but Quentin hates prom. He's like, this is so stupid. I'm not even going to go. And he's at home chatting on IM with the guys. And Margot rolls in through his window.
Mm-hmm. In the movie, I made a comment that the book is basically the script for the movie. They did pretty good at keeping it very verbatim. Probably because John was on set.
The producer.
Yeah. And yeah, basically he's like, do you want my money?
Yeah. You do it the right way, please. Yeah.
I really liked in the movie, one of the first times you see Margot as a teenager is on Halloween. And so you see, I call Quentin Q because that's what everyone calls him in the book. But Q's costume is he's dressed up as an iPod.
Oh my gosh. That. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And basically everything else is the same.
Okie doke. So Margot convinces Q that they need to go on like this revenge adventure. And he's like, no, I don't want to break any rules. She's like, we're not going to do any felonies. We're not going to break and enter places. And first they have to, finally she convinces him. They have to go shopping, get all the material. And then they hit up one of her friends' house who's sleeping with her boyfriend. So her friend is sleeping with Margot's boyfriend. And
her best friend.
Her best friend. So they bust them having sex. And he runs out naked. And they get pictures of him and all this sort of stuff. And then they put a stinky fish in her house. And they signed it. She did a big M. Spray painted M.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, why would you want to, like, leave your tag mark?
Because she wants to show that she does not care. Catch her if you can.
So irritating.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Margot.
I really liked Margot, but there were things about her that I was like, why?
Yeah, I don't like her.
And then
I think that's my biggest problem with this book, because this whole entire book like idolizes Margot because Quentin has that crush on her.
Yeah.
And so you're seeing it through his eyes. And I'm like, dude,
just red flags all over the place.
Yeah, left and right. Like, honestly, he probably had a chance with Lacey if he wanted.
Yeah. So then they go to another friend's house, Lacey, we just mentioned, who's was one of her best friends since kindergarten. And she should have told her, because everybody knew that Jace, her boyfriend, was cheating on her. So they squished a fish in her car. Then they went to another friend's house and they had to leave an apology flowers because she did say that her Jace was cheating, but Margot didn't believe her and called her a bunch of mean names.
Yep.
So then after that, they go to like a skyscraper downtown and Margot's just talking about how they live in a paper town and how she wished that she chose Q over the life she did choose and all this sort of stuff. And Q got to choose the last victim and he's like, I don't have anybody I don't like. And but Margot ended up getting him to choose someone and they shaved off.
Margot basically was like, what about this person?
Remember what he did to you? Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And they shaved one of his eyebrows off. And the last thing was that they wanted to break into SeaWorld because she's never broken into SeaWorld. She broke into all the other amusement parks, but never SeaWorld.
Mm-hmm.
And like breaking in a freaking snake bitter and like mm-hmm. all this sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. It was like, no thanks. I mean, it was just a, like a little garter snake, but still.
Ooh. Yeah. Yep.
And then when they're saying goodbye after the night is over, she's like, I'm really going to miss doing things with you. And he's like, you don't have to miss it. You can come sit with us tomorrow type of thing. She just kind of smiled and left.
In the movie, they only do 9 of these things because like Ali said, they don't go and break into SeaWorld. And
I don't think they give apology flowers.
No,
no,
they don't give the apology flowers. But everything else happens.
Cool, cool, cool. Okay. So Q is hoping things are going to be different. Or do you got more?
I just have a funny anecdote.
Okay.
Because this night, Margot kept calling them ninjas. And they were like, yeah, we're the fastest ninjas. One of the things that me and my prom date did before prom, like leading up to prom, when we were going and picking out like our flowers and stuff, is we called ourselves ninjas. So I just kept thinking about that.
That's awesome. So Q hoped things would be different at school now, but Margot wasn't at school. And Q shared about all their adventures to Ben and Radar. And Jace ended up picking on some freshmen. And Q decided to stand up for him. He sent him like a little snarky little email saying like, you will stop or the whole world's going to see this picture. And it was the picture he took of him naked that night. And so, yeah,
this didn't happen in the movie like this.
Nope.
All that happened was Jace went to go and fight Q and Q was like, did you see this? And holds up the camera with the picture and then Jace stops, which I'm like, Jace literally could have just
taken like, the camera,
taken the camera or pressed delete on the camera.
Right.
And that's the last we really see of Jace.
Yep. So, next morning, Q wakes up and Margot's parents are there and a police officer is there. And apparently Margot is missing and her parents are so over it. Like, they're like, this is like the 5th time she's done this. Like, we're just done with these games she plays. And the policeman took,
how you just said that. It sounded like you're like, the police man.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine.
The police officer took him to in the back and was like, okay, listen to me, Q. We got to find this girl because, like, it's not going to be good if we don't find her. Like, where do you know where she is? He's like, I really don't know where she is. And he goes back to play video games with Ben and he notices Margot's window shade is down and there's a poster on it which has never been there before.
This basically happens in the movie except for the police. The police aren't really in the movie.
Yeah, there's like a detective there, but he's not as adamant about finding her as they were in the book. So they went over to investigate, and they had to pay Rosie, Margot's sister.
Ruthie.
Oh, Ruthie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
I actually think you're right. Yep. They had to pay Ruthie like $5.
Mm-hmm.
So they investigate, and they find out that this was a music poster. Did I say movie poster earlier? Or just poster?
You did say movie poster.
Okay, no, it's from a
it's Woody record. Guthrie.
Yeah. And so then they find that album, and that leads them to a Walt Whitman book. And in the Walt Whitman book, there's highlighted things. So it's all these clues, and they're trying to figure out where she could be.
Mm-hmm. So in the movie, when the boys go over... First off, it's all three of the boys that go over to look at Margot's room, not just Q and Ben.
Because no, Radar was there too. He got on her computer in the book.
Oh.
But in the movie, he tries to get on her computer, and well, Ruthie says no.
I was just going to say, the big difference here is that Ruthie watches them in Margot's room and is like, what are you doing? You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. And then basically everything else. Oh, wait, no, they don't find the Walt Whitman thing isn't a thing in the movie.
The book?
Yeah. It's only the music album. Oh, wait, no.
No, it's in the movie too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I don't remember them finding it.
It was on her bedside table.
Oh. Okay.
Because it... Something was circled in the...
I was going to say, I just remember it because they get to the door jam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I will say that Radar is barely on Omnictionary in the movie.
And that's like his whereas literally purpose.
Every other line from him is, this is an Omnictionary.
Yeah.
In the book.
Okay, so... Lacey comes up to them at school to talk about Margot, and she, Ben ended up asking her to prom. Oh, because Lacey's prom date, like, they broke up.
And because her prom date knew about Jason Becca.
And she was mad that he would have kept that information from her.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ben asked her, and she said yes. And Ben's like, oh my gosh. And Q has determined that the clues are talking about a door jam. And so they go back to her room and they look at all her door jams, but nothing's there. So they're just stumped again. And Lacey mentioned that she had talked about going to New York. And so they store that in their brains. And Q,
which also makes me laugh because literally if they just listen to her.
I know, because they store it in their brains and then don't act on it for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And Q finds a piece of paper in his door jam with an address on it. And he's like, how did she get it there? When did she do that?
What?
And it goes to some sleazy abandoned strip mall.
Why did you call it a sleazy?
I don't know. It was like sketchy and sleazy.
You put sleazy, I think, like, it's where, like, the strippers go.
Oh, I guess. No, it was like there were dead raccoons and stuff.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, what? Okay, so a lot of this happens just later and not exactly... how it happens in the book. So in the book, only Q goes to Margot's to look in her door jams. He, like, Radar and him come to the conclusion that it's the Walt Whitman book. It's giving him directions. So he's like, okay, I know what I need to do. So then he goes to take off her door jam, but then there's nothing there. And then he goes and is hanging out at his house and he sees the note sticking out of the door jamb. I'm like,
yeah,
you really didn't see that prior. Like, I feel like I would have been like, why is, what's that? And then basically Lacey comes up and talks to them at the school, but like Ben only hits on her. He doesn't ask her to prom. He just finds out that she is available to take to prom, and he tells Q and Radar that he's gonna take her to prom, but he never asks her out right here. Mm-hmm. And in the movie, he actually doesn't ask her. She asks him.
Mm-hmm.
So, what? Rude. And then they go to the sleazy strip mall.
Okay. Catching on. Sleazy. Mm-hmm. All right. So they're really worried what they're going to find, because the more they read this Walt Whitman passage, they're like, oh my gosh, it sounds like it's a suicide note almost. Like, so they're worried they're going to find her dead because it stinks and everything. And then no, it's a dead raccoon.
Well, especially because the Walt Whitman poem, a lot of what is said in it can be misconstrued as a suicide note.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Oh, I didn't hear you talk about Walt Whitman. I just heard the suicide.
I'm pretty sure I said Walt Whitman. That's funny.
Sorry.
It's okay. So it doesn't look like anyone's been there for a while, except they do notice some like pinholes in the wall and like certain things here and there, but they end up leaving. And
when they go into the mini mall, in the book, they have to go in through like this hole in the wall, yeah, not through the main doors. In the movie, they go and try the doors. And I did think it was hilarious because Ben goes up and shakes it and like really tries his hardest. And it's like, it's locked. And then Q goes up and does exactly what he does. I wanted Ben to be like, dude, I just said it. It's locked.
I know.
But then Q leans up on the door and it's like, well, what are we going to do? And then he falls backwards.
Yeah.
I was like,
it was a push, not a pull.
Okay. Oh, I didn't put that together. I was like, that makes no sense. This you is why I Ben. Always, yeah, I was just gonna say, this is why I always have trouble with the doors.
Oh my gosh. Okay. He lied and told his parents that he was going to go to prom so that he could borrow his mom's car. And he ends up going back to the strip mall looking for more clues. And he decides to stay the night there because if Margo can stay the night here, he can stay the night here.
I also forgot.
Okay.
This first time that they go in, they find a message that was written on the wall for Margo about paper towns. But they don't think anything of it and they just keep walking.
Silly, silly, silly. So then at 3 a.m. rolls around and he's woken up because he gets a drunk phone call from Ben.
At 3 a.m. rolls around?
Yep. he's drunk at a party because they're at the after prom party and he needs a DD. So annoyed, but he ends up going. So I thought this was sweet because he is annoyed that he has to go get Ben and Radar. But
then he like hangs out for a little bit.
He hangs out because
he can tell that they're still having fun. He's like, okay.
Yeah, I thought that was sweet.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And so he decides to go to the bathroom. But all of a sudden, Lacey's sitting in the tub, like empty tub, just sitting there in her clothes crying. And he sits in the tub with her and they chat. And she says that she just, I want to help find Margo. She misses her best friend and she's worried about her.
Mm. And Becca is spreading rumors about her right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in the movie, this is a party that Jace is throwing. This is not prom and this is not the after prom party.
Nope.
And Radar was supposed to be drunk too, but Radar is sober as all can be. So I'm like, why did they call Q?
Right.
Like, makes no sense. And Radar's girlfriend Angela isn't at this party and she's supposed to be because it's supposed to be the prom after party.
Right, right.
And in the book at this point, Lacey and Ben are basically kind of dating already, obviously, because they just went to prom together. But in the movie, they're not even together. Because, like, in the book, they have kind of a conversation where Lacey, like, is talking to Q about Ben mm-hmm. in, like, a relationship kind of way. In the movie, that's just not a thing.
Right.
Because they aren't going to prom together yet. Oh, and then, for some reason, tell me why, Q is wandering around at the party and walks into a random room and finds a map. And it's like, I have an idea. But I really liked that in the book and movie, Ben is so drunk, he super glues together a beer can yes. sword.
That was funny.
Yeah, I loved that.
Ben was fun.
Oh, and then they end up going to the mini mall when they're all drunk.
Yeah.
And Lacey comes and follows them. And I was like, hey, I thought you guys found her.
So, the next day, Q wanted to talk to his friends about Margo. Because that's all he wants to talk about. And he gets pissed because...
I would get annoyed. Which is funny because I was Q. But I swear, every time he started talking in the book and movie, I was like, dude, just shut up.
So, he got pissed at Ben, though, because he calls Ben at 10 a.m. after Ben has been up, like... until like 5, super wasted. So Ben has this horrible hangover and he's pissed at Ben.
Dude, he's probably still freaking drunk.
Yeah.
Like, my gosh, for sure.
And
how dare you?
Right. And so he calls Radar and the Radar's like, hang on. Yeah, I just threw up. Hang on 1 second. But he comes over and he's talking to Ben and he's like, you know what? You gotta love... Or he's talking to Q. He's like, you gotta love Ben for who he is. Like, I
love you for you, even though you just sit there and talk about Margo.
You haven't asked me about my and Angela's relationship at all, but you know what? I know that that's you. And so I still
love you.
Yeah. I just love that scene.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
mm-hmm. I was so like, good true. On you. I'm glad you brought that out.
Yes. For him.
Yeah.
And so they go back to the strip mall again and they find a couple guys exploring it. And they said that they saw Margo a while back and she seemed pretty depressed. She's writing in her little black notebook.
Mm-hmm. That does not happen in the movie.
Okay. So we find out Raider's parents, the people, so they collect Black Santas. And the people with the second biggest collection just died. So they have to go and get it, which now means their house is empty and they can have another party.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think that they'd all still be too hungover for the first time. And so Q is reading the Whitman book again, just getting frustrated. So he pulls his map down because they had pinpointed a map to mm-hmm. figure out where she was. Because they found a book that had like the top like weird tourist attractions, like mm-hmm. biggest ball of yarn and stuff like that.
Biggest ball of cheese.
Yeah. And so they pinpointed it and he just got frustrated. So he pulled it down and he realized these pinpoints match the pinpoints or they're the same, did they match mm-hmm. it or were they similar?
Like similar.
Similar to the ones in the wall at the strip mall. So immediately he's like, Radar, we got to print out a map. Go back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did.
The map is basically what happens in the movie, just at the party.
Yeah. And so.
And they don't throw a second party in the movie. Mm-hmm. But Radar's parents do have a big Black Santa collection.
Yes, they do.
Except for in the movie, they say that they're trying to break the Guinness World Record, and in the book, he clearly says that they're not.
Yeah, yeah, they're already the biggest.
Like,
yeah. So, okay, Q is on omnictionary.com,
and he found an article about paper towns. Oh, because Radar created this whole brand new search thing that, like,
yeah,
I don't even know
how. He somehow was able to basically make a website where you can pinpoint locations that you wanted to, and then it would basically GPS it out for you, but tell you the best routes to take, and
it'd give you information about him and everything. So he found
he's a brainiac.
I know. He found this one on paper towns, and this town is called Argo, and it's in New York, and it has a population of one, but because it's Omnictionary, like Wikipedia, people can go in and edit. And so someone said population of one until May 29th. And it was like, oh, she's still alive. And Q woke up and his parents got him a brand new car for his graduation. But it's a minivan because he loves driving his mom's minivan.
I loved it.
And Q told his friends that, you know what, I'm going to go find her. I'm ditching graduation. He went and told his parents. And they were not pleased, but he went and did it.
Mm-hmm.
But then Lacey, Ben, and Radar joined him.
Mm-hmm. So in the movie, from them going and putting the map up on the wall, they find the thumbtacks on the floor and they put it in the map. And they're like, look, we found her route. And they go on their road trip here.
Yes.
But in the book, Margot has written that she's population of one until May 29th, but I think you, I just now read what you called the town.
What is it called?
It's Algo.
Oh.
Argo is a really good movie.
I know. When I typed it, I was like, I know that's Ben a movie. Affleck? Right. I was like, it's Algo?
A-L-G-O-E.
Oh, this is what happens when you only do audiobook, you peep. Just so you have people now.
You peep.
You people. I was like, that's not a full thought. Let me re-say what I'm trying to think. I've been doing this for too long.
So then their deadline is because everyone except for Q doesn't want to miss prom. And so they're like, okay, let's do this so that we can get back in time for prom. But then Radar's like, we have to do one thing first. And he has to go and apologize to Angela because he went to the party and she didn't know. And her storyline is all kinds of screwed up.
Yes.
My next note literally says, the last 40 minutes of the movie fucked up.
It was very different. Like, I remember watching it the whole first half. I was like, you know what? It's pretty, like, they're going to nail it. Yeah. And then it was like, what happened? It was like this fork in the road.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll let you go.
Okay. So now they're on their road trip. And like I said, it's just the four of them. But in the movie, Angela comes along too. Brie will get there.
Mm-hmm. And I already got there.
You said that they went and apologized. You didn't say that she tagged along.
Well, then I was going to forget. So good job.
Oh, okay.
I meant to say it there.
Okay. So it's like this 19-hour road trip or something like that. So, but to make it back in time, or not it back in time, to make it to Margot
before
she leaves. Because it was like May 29th at like noon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They had to get there. They had to drive 72 miles an hour, 4 stops maximum, and like all this sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Lacey's helping them get all ready by writing up shopping lists for them so they can do the world's fastest pit stop. It was like a 6-minute pit stop, and Ben had to pee so bad he ended up filling up like 2 bottles of because they had beer,
2 beer cans. Yeah,
they had beer,
beer bottles.
The,
yeah,
they had beer in the car because they were gonna.
Because from Radar's party he threw, or that he was going to throw, they had 212 beer bottles
left, yeah. I guess. So, and then at one point, they almost hit a cow. It was, everyone was sleeping except Ben and Q was driving. And Ben pulls the car to swerve and, like,
is the hero.
He's the hero. And he's like, no, I was only doing it because I didn't want to die. And everybody's like, we know you love us. Thank you. Yeah. That was one of the funniest parts.
Well, I love because the three guys are such close friends that they do this thing where they're always like, do you remember when? And they always like talk about like
did you,
their
did
past
you ever
memories.
Do that?
Yeah.
Yes.
All the time. But they, after this happened, they would just be like, do you remember 20 minutes ago when Ben saved our life? I was like, shut up.
Remember that one time we almost died?
Yeah. Because of the cows? In the movie, this kind of happens. Except for one of my notes is the Miniman's Q's parents, right? Mm-hmm. Like in the book. But in the movie, or like in the book, it's his.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, he never gets one.
Nope.
So it should be his parents, but he literally just left without really telling
them. I know. Like,
sorry, I have your car. Bye. In the movie, Ben spills pee on him and Radar, which is gross.
Uh-huh. Because they spilled, that was their reason, because at graduation, because they left at graduation, like they were mm-hmm. getting ready to walk.
They were in their robes.
Yes. And when they were all drunk,
they agreed to streak.
Yeah. So they boys. Were, they were, the guys were going to be naked under their graduation gowns. And so here they're on this road trip naked.
With their graduation gowns.
Yes. So they were like, at their pit stop, they're like, okay,
get us a shirt.
Shirts.
Yeah.
And so this is how they got shirts.
Because they got the right shirts. Well, they got, because in the book, they only got Radar shirt because Ben had to pee. And so they grabbed shirts. And it was a, what was it?
It was a racist shirt.
Yeah, it was a Confederate flag that said, hate.
I don't remember what it said.
I can't remember either. It was a very racist shirt. And he was like, great, guys. You get your token black friend. The most racist shirt there is. And then later on in the book, they end up getting him a replacement shirt, which is world's best grandma.
Yeah.
But in the movie, Ben gets the world's best grandma shirt and Radar gets the racist shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm kind of glad they at least kept that little thing in there. But
it was funny.
Yeah. My next note is Q never, in the movie, Q never at all thinks that she's depressed and trying to commit suicide. It's always just, oh, I'm going to find her. I'm going to find her. And the cow thing happens, but how it happens is because everyone's awake and they're talking and Q is turned around talking to people behind him. And then Ben swerves him. But then they sit there and wait for like AAA to come and fix the car.
That's right. Yeah.
I was like, okay. And so then this is when Lacey asks Ben to prom. And then Angela and Radar have their own little romantic moment. But I thought it was cute because we got to see Angela finding out about Radar's parents' Black Santa collection because mm-hmm. he wasn't inviting her to his house for that reason.
Because he was so embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. And you can go now.
Okay. So I'm at the point where they finally get to the paper town and they find Margo. Mm-hmm. And she's pissed. She's like, why did you come here? And they're like, you left us all these clues. And she's like, no, I was trying to hide the clue. Like, I was trying to take everything down. Which I'm like, but then why did she put paper in his door frame?
Oh, you didn't.
I didn't get
pay
it.
Attention to that.
Oh, no, tell me.
She said that she liked that space, and after that night with them or with him, she realized that he would probably like that space too.
Oh.
And she wanted to pass it on to someone. Like, she was like, if I can't enjoy it, I want someone to enjoy it. And so she wanted him to find that mini mall.
Okay.
So that he could have a place to go and chill. But then once he got there, he then pieced together where she had went.
Got it. Okay. That's sweet. I loved the little sketchy mini mall. Here, have it.
Yeah.
And so Q's like, well, and everyone's pissed because she's yelling at everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, we're going to go to the car and find a hotel to stay in for the night. And
And Q's like, you could have like said all this nicer, they wouldn't be so mad at you. And she's like, yeah, I know, I just, you know, I just hated my life back there and I just had to get out, and I was gonna do it after graduation, but I just couldn't take it any longer, and I just wasn't happy. And she gave Q some closure that he's not in love with her, he doesn't need to be in love with her,
he's in love with the idea of her.
Yeah,
basically what Radar told him about why he was pissed at Ben earlier.
Mm-hmm. And they promised to write to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of the book.
Mm-hmm. So the movie, after the AAA comes, they drive and they find this abandoned barn. And they sit and they wait. And she's not there. And they don't find her. But then they all are like, okay, but we got to go because prom's coming and Margo's clearly not here. And Q's like, no, we have to stay here. And basically his friends were like, dude, I just wanted to have a fun road trip with you for our last time. Like, mm-hmm. we're about to be going off to college. We're not going to be able to hang out together. But we really need to get back for prom. And Q blows up at them and is like, no, the whole purpose of this was for me to find Margo. This mm-hmm. wasn't fun. And I was like, what an ass.
I know. It was not very nice.
So then his friends leave to go to prom. And Q hitchhikes to go to a near train station after he sits there and waits and Margo's not there. And then he finds Margo in the town of Roscoe, where he's hitching his train back, or his bus back. Margo doesn't have a car, which was a thing that, like, they were able to find her car, and that's how they knew where she was. Q, like, I feel like the movie made Q seem even more in love with Margo. Like, mm-hmm. in the book, it was his crush for sure. But it was like, I feel like he had such a good time with her that one night that he wanted to, like, he was chasing that feeling almost.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like, all of his friends were like, oh, you're in love with her. Oh, you're her knight in shining armor. Oh, go be her lover.
Yeah.
Like the movie did. I swear. They, like, Ben was like, dude, you're in love with her. Just say it. You're in love with her. He's like, yeah, I'm in love with her. And then at the end, she's like, why did you come to find me? Because I'm in love with you.
Right.
I'm like, erg. In the book, too, Q gives, well, Margo makes Q give her his phone so that she can call her mom and then talk to her sister.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, as Q's getting on the train to leave, he's like, do you want to call and talk to your sister? And she goes, oh, don't worry, I've been calling her every day, which I'm also then
yeah.
like, so she sat there and watched you guys go through the room.
And she knew right where she was. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So then Q gets on a bus to go back home. He goes to prom. We see them get ready for graduation, and we can tell by the fact that they're not wearing pants that they are going to streak. And then we get a nice little goodbye. We're off to college.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of the movie.
We did it.
Yep.
Cool. All right. So IMDb cast 64 people for this movie.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's start. We got Nate Wolff.
Nat Wolff.
Nat?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I knew I was going to do this. When I was typing that up yesterday, I was like, I'm going to say Nate. I know I'm going to say Nate.
You did. Good job. Way to know yourself.
Thanks. He played Q.
I was really excited because I thought he was his brother. And I was about to talk about how much I love him in Hereditary. But that's not him.
Nope.
I like him just like I like his brother.
Yeah. I just saw a movie with him in it.
Are you sure it's not the brother? They look so much alike.
Shoot, I don't know. No, I'm pretty sure. Dang it. What movie did I just watch?
Paper Towns.
Really? Dude, it was his brother. What in the world? That's hilarious.
We both just did the same thing. What movie?
Jumanji. My brother and I just rewatched it.
I love that movie.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah.
They're they like, look are they twins?
So much. No.
Oh my gosh.
Alex is older.
That's craziness.
Yeah, I was so excited. I was like, I cannot wait to be able to, because Hereditary is one of my favorite movie going experiences.
Really?
Yeah. And then when I was watching the movie, why did I look? I can't remember why I looked something up on IMDb, but I looked something up. And I sat there and I was like, Nat Wolff, I swear his name's Alex. I went and looked and I was like, oh shit.
They even have like the same birthmark on the face and everything. Mm-hmm. Ugh. That's.
Maybe they are twins. I thought Alex was older. Yeah. Yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. Well, I thought he did good.
Yeah. He did good.
Okay.
I love his brother though.
Maybe his brother would have done better.
All right. Kara.
Mm-hmm.
Kara.
She played Margo.
Day Levine. Yeah.
Okay.
She was fine.
I liked her a lot. All right. Austin Abrams.
Ben. He did good.
I really liked him.
Yeah, he was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Justice Smith, Radar.
Amazing.
Yep.
I love him as Radar.
Yep.
Halston? What? Mm-hmm. Sage?
Mm-hmm.
Lacey.
She was good.
I liked her a lot too.
Yeah.
And Jazz Sinclair, Angela.
She was good.
I liked her.
Yeah. For the random character that she was.
I know, yeah.
Is the theme of the book and the movie the same? Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love story ish.
I was going to say, you call this a love story.
Well, it is for cute. Until, yeah.
Until his hopes and dreams are crushed.
It's a high school friend story.
Yeah.
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 Do the characters stay the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And which do you prefer? Book or movie?
You go first. Because I have to think.
I do too. okay. Like, I really love elements of both of them.
Uh-huh.
That's where I'm having trouble with. Like, in the movie, I love that Angela is in it with them.
I love the road trip aspect of the movie.
The road trip, uh-huh, because it was almost the majority of the movie, mm-hmm. basically. It was half the movie. I love, but then in the book, you know, you love the details. And
I love the reality of the book.
Uh-huh. And I like in the book that they weren't racing for prom. They were racing
for Margo.
Mm-hmm. And so then it wasn't, at the end, it wasn't the friends pissed at Q. It was the friends pissed at Margo. Because mm-hmm. I didn't like how that whole ending happened.
But it was so that he could come back and be like the, hey, I'm sorry. Like, yeah. I showed up for prom.
Yeah. But I liked Margot and Q's talk more in the movie because she wasn't as pissed off. It was like mm-hmm. more of a like, oh my gosh, like, what are you doing here? Chat.
What's funny is because the whole entire movie too, he's like, I'm 6 months older than you. But that last scene, she's the one who's older. Like,
yeah,
she's kind of got her head on straight. Yeah. And like, you shouldn't have come out here. Like, it's sweet that you did, but no.
Right. So there's like elements mm-hmm. that I like from both. So it was a really hard choice. I think I like the movie more.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you have to pick?
I really thought as I was reading it, I was like, oh my gosh, you're going to have to pick.
I know. Uh-huh. That's what I was thinking the whole time.
And then I was like, when you watch the movie, this will be easy. And then I was like, ew.
No, it won't.
I do think I have to go book.
Book?
Yeah.
So the theory continues.
Mm-hmm. Holding true.
All right. Okay. sneak peek.
We've got a mini-sode coming at you. And it's actually going to be... I'm so excited that a lot of these books that we're reading lately have discussion questions.
I know. It makes our lives so much easier.
Yes, it does.
But we also, as always, like if you message us, we'll...
chat about it. We'll answer questions. We'll include you in the podcast.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. I also wanted to... say that you guys should rate and review our podcast. Like,
yes, please.
That's the best way to help out a podcast.
Yes. 5 beautiful stars, please. Yes.
Share with friends and family. XYZ.
Yeah.
And then on Monday, what we got, Allie?
Brokeback Mountain.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited to read this.
I have not read or seen it.
I've seen it. Forever ago. I think it was after Heath Ledger died.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was when I was... Actually, it was right after I fell in love with Donnie Darko.
Oh, well, there you go.
And Jake Gyllenhaal.
All right. I'm excited. Let's do it.
Let's.
All right, you guys. We'll see ya. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed, rate, and reviewed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast. See you next time!
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.